This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. Welcome, everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Bertha Lewis, who is the founder and president of the Black Institute. Good to have you here with us today.
Oh, it's so good to be back on your show. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So, 2021, this is the year that New Yorkers will elect a new mayor. And with all the challenges of the past year, New York really needs a strong and effective leader. Can you talk about the importance of the 2021 New York City mayoral race?
Well, thank you for asking. First of all, the mayoral race is not the only race in 2021. I know a lot of people focus on the mayor, but we also have 2/3 of the city council that is up for election, brand new people. We also have the city controller who controls the money of the city. We also have district attorneys and Manhattan and the Bronx, and you know, we have public advocates, you know, we have borough presidents from each borough. All of these work together as our city government. So please don't just be concerned about who the mayor is. Now, we've all been traumatized by previous mayors, of course. Mayor de Blasio, whom I supported when he first ran, and I broke with absolutely, because he ran on a tale of two cities, and yet he catered to the wealthy and the elite of this city. He promised affordable housing, and he built housing that was not affordable. And he has been feuding with the governor, who, you know, takes some blame too. The mayor of New York City, whoever it is, has to work with the governor and not just be feuding. Again, 2021 is unique because there will be over 500 candidates running for all of these offices. Right now, I think there's 6, 7, 8 candidates running for mayor. You have everything. We know what Giuliani was like. We know what Bloomberg was like. And we certainly know what de Blasio was like. I do think that we need to take this equity question seriously. This city is majority-minority. And yet, our mayors don't act like that. Also, for the first time, there will be something called rank choice voting, which our C4, Black Leadership Action Coalition, Black, support it. And you can choose 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's your first choice? Who's your second choice? Who's your third choice? Finally, you will have a choice and you don't have to decide against, you know, the lesser of two evils. You can actually show your preference, which I think is a good thing, because a lot of folks don't vote because they're like, I don't like either of the people running. So you have ranked choice voting. People are smart enough to do, this is my favorite, this is my second, this is my third. Also consider the city council and all the other offices that work together, and consider that we actually need someone who can manage, has experience managing, because we will be in a deficit and we have many, many issues. So Black Leadership Action Coalition, we have not backed anyone. We are waiting and seeing. However, over the next month, we will be issuing a Black manifesto. And I hope you all will invite us back on the program to talk about that. And that will be issues, legislations, and policies for every single office.
So, Ms. Lewis, I want to put you on the spot. Who are your top three candidates?
Oh, you're not going to get me into that. I saw that one coming.
You saw that one coming. So we did an interview previously when we spoke about the insurrection, and you spoke about, you know, money and Black leadership. And we have Mr. McGuire, who, you know, actually three candidates, Stringer, Adams, and McGuire, who is top in fundraising. And out of those two, obviously, the two Black candidates are Adams and McGuire. So what are your take on those two?
Well, I want to say two things, since we are now just in January.
Mm-hmm.
All skin folks ain't kin folks. Okay? So if you don't know what that means, that's an old folk saying, that just because somebody looks Black doesn't necessarily mean that they have, you know, Black issues and Black people at their core and at the heart. We know Mr. McGuire comes from the world of finance. He's already raised $5 million. Where did that money come from? I don't think it came from a lot of working class Black folks who gave him $5 and $10. So he who pays the piper calls the tune. And also my other point is, who says that these are the top three? White people in this city?
I said in terms of fundraising. I have other questions, Miss Lewis. I said in terms of fundraising.
Well, is it all about the money?
No, it's not all about the money, but the money is important.
We know who has the most money in this city. And this is why people say Scott Stringer, because he was a controller and he raised a lot of money, and McGuire raised $5 million and Eric Adams, the $3 or $4 million there, but you have women also.
Well, so yes, that was going to be my next question. I was going to say we have a record number of women running.
Exactly.
Minority women as well. That was my next question.
So we need to judge people not so much in all of their money, because remember, we have campaign finance. You can get $8 to every dollar that you raise. So that would make women and minorities a little bit more competitive, and so that at least they can make a run of it. So I would say any pundit or media person that's going to say, oh, these are the top three because they've raised the most money, then you're saying issues don't matter, demographics don't matter, competence doesn't matter, managerial skills don't matter, and, you know, having a history of getting things done doesn't matter. Because right now you're saying, oh, it's all about who has enough money in the bank. So we went through that before with Bloomberg.
So okay. For the record, that's not what I was implying, for the record.
No, it wasn't you.
Oh,
I'm just saying for people to say who might be in the lead and they're judging it by money, that is not the first tool that you should judge things by, because we already had a billionaire mayor.
Okay, Ms. Lewis, so I'm going to have you back when you have your manifesto to talk about that. And I guess by then you'd be able to tell me who you are throwing your support behind.
Well, let me say, we will be issuing our manifesto by the end of this month. We will be evaluating all of the candidates, and we will be issuing a report card. Just because people are running doesn't necessarily mean that the Black Leadership Action Coalition or the Black Institute is going to back them. But we will let you know when you have us back who we are supporting and who we are still watching out for.
Great. So thank you so much, and looking forward to that interview.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Always a pleasure. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.